What'd you say? Huh? I think the most common word in my vocabulary lately has been, huh? What? What'd you say? Oh, my goodness. And I wish I had done so many things differently when I was young and stupid, even stupider than I am right now. I cranked the music. I liked my music loud. I was in a rock band. What was that? Huh? What? And I did a lot of hunting without wearing any kind of ear protection, which, yeah, in retrospect, was stupid. You know, firing that shotgun was fun, but just stupid, stupid, stupid. So a lot of Americans have some level of hearing loss. Here's the deal. If you have persistent ringing in your ears, you have hearing loss. And to my knowledge, there's nothing you can do about it other than get a really good hearing aid or just walk around every day and go, huh? What? Speak louder. Closed captioning, please. So what can we do about it? Experts say prolonged use of earbuds can damage your hearing. According to the CDC, 1 in 7 teenagers have some level of hearing loss brought about by earbuds or exposure to loud sounds. Starkey audiologist Kyle Acker is joining us right now with an update on this. This caught my eye. Kyle, welcome to the show. Good to have you here today.
Thanks so much, Paul. I appreciate you having me on.
Are you seeing a lot of younger people coming in for help with their hearing? Or, I mean, when people think hearing aids, they think, you know, older Americans. But I'm assuming that's not the case anymore.
For sure. You know, in clinics today, we see patients from kind of across the entire lifespan. You know, some people can have hearing loss at younger age due to, you know, congenital issues that they're born with. But I'll tell you, like you mentioned, 1 in 7 teens can have some kind of noise-induced hearing loss now. And as we listen to loud music, and you mentioned, you know, hunting in the greater part of Minnesota and the upper Midwest, it being a popular sport, there's a lot of things that our youth should be doing to protect their hearing now and so that they don't pay for it in the future.
Yeah, my oldest son is a gifted lead guitarist, and he was in a band for a number of years, and he quit the band grudgingly when he discovered that he had lost 30% of his hearing. You know, you crank those amplifiers and just the exposure to loud music. But it doesn't have to be rock and roll or hunting. It can be something as simple as using earbuds, which look innocuous. They look, you know, how can this possibly harm my hearing? But a lot of younger people are not taking steps to protect their hearing. Tell us more about earbuds specifically as opposed to headphones.
Absolutely. So, you know, as we're younger, we of course believe that we're bulletproof because we bounce back from things a lot faster. And the reality is that that earbuds on the market today are absolutely capable of producing sounds that are loud enough to create noise-induced hearing loss. You know, just as much as say 100 decibels, which most concerts that you would go to can produce that kind of sound, and most earbuds are capable of it as well. But even at 100 decibels, 15 minutes of exposure to sounds that loud can be damaging to your hearing. And the real problem is that, you know, while you notice a temporary shift in ability to hear, or you may hear some ringing in your ears at the time, hearing loss, unfortunately, once you damage the end organ for hearing, the cochlea, it's irreversible in many cases, especially if the damage is significant.
Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow for a lot of people who say, coulda, shoulda, would've, wish I had taken more precautions. But you're right. When you're in your 20s, teens and 20s, you think you're Teflon, and at least I did, and now I'm paying a price for that. But again, headphones, you say, especially noise-canceling headphones, a better option than those earbuds, right?
Absolutely. So there's a couple of factors that play in here, Paul. So first is, and I did some of my research in my graduate studies on this, but the surrounding environment that somebody may be listening to loud sounds in has a significant effect. So headphones that are able to block out external sounds, or in the case of noise canceling headphones, where it cancels out the external sounds, people have a tendency to turn their hearing, their headphones up less, which puts them at less risk of damaging their hearing. So as we, you know, as we block out the sounds around us, we don't have a tendency to turn our headphones up as much because we don't have to overcome those sounds.
Interesting.
Now,
okay.
The second piece of this is that, you know, you look at the difference between headphones and, say, earbuds. And the way that sound works is it requires much less sound pressure to create a louder sound in a smaller space, right? So when I put earbuds down into my ear canals, it's a smaller space that we're filling with sound, so it has a tendency to be louder and has the potential to cause more damage. So over-the-ear headphones typically block out a little bit better if they fit tightly against the head, and they have less of a tendency to produce sounds that are capable of damaging your hearing, but you still have to be careful in how you're listening to music and movies and other things.
I learned something today. Kyle, you're a parent. You don't want to be overbearing, but you're obviously concerned about your kids. How do you know, what are some of the telltale signs if your son or daughter or grandson or granddaughter is experiencing some hearing loss or getting into some bad habits when it comes to audio? It's a very private thing, right? You got the earbuds in. How do you really know how loud they have it? What are some of the tip-offs?
Yeah, that's a great question. So first, if you can hear what they're listening to when you're standing around them, it's probably a little bit too loud. So if you can hear their music while you're standing 2 or 3 feet away from them, it's probably a little bit too loud. You should encourage them to turn it down a bit. Some of the other telltale signs of hearing loss are people are, like you started this segment off with, you know, people are asking you to repeat themselves. You're saying, huh, what? Televisions are turned up louder. Communication is difficult with those that have some noise-induced hearing loss as well. So the first step really for parents is check in, listen, borrow their headphones for a second. There's a number of commercially available headphones that have limits in them. You can also set sound limits in iPhone and Android software so that it can only get to a certain loudness.
Huh.
And then if you notice that your children are having or even our spouses and friends, whatnot, are having communication difficulties, that's a really good sign to go and have your hearing tested, see what's going on there, and see if there's anything that needs to be done.
If your 12-year-old is using closed captioning, that's probably a tip-off, right? I shouldn't joke
Absolutely.
About that.
Absolutely.
But
I know. I'll tell you what, I sit and watch Netflix often with the captioning on anymore just so I can catch the sound.
No, it's the accents. I don't understand the accents, honey. That's what I tell my wife. Last question, asking for a friend, are there any new, and I'm always curious because I know these new hearing aids pair with your smartphone, but are there any in the canal only that are not visible from the outside for, let's say, somebody who's vain and doesn't want any external evidence that he or she is wearing a hearing aid? Do those exist yet? Safe and effective, but invisible?
They do. And as you mentioned, I work for Starkey Hearing Technologies right here in Minnesota, and we're one of the leading manufacturers of those devices. So hearing aids are not what they used to be in the past. Many of us remember our grandparents and our parents wearing these big banana-sized things behind their ears, but anymore it's getting harder and harder to truly even be able to see these devices. So we absolutely manufacture devices that are worn both behind the ear and in the ear canal. Starkey, as an example, happens to actually specialize in very small custom hearing instruments that fit all the way down into the ear canal that are nearly invisible to anyone around you. So a lot of great new things out there on the market today. And as an audiologist, my recommendation to your audience is if you're noticing any changes in your hearing, absolutely go see your local audiologist or hearing instrument specialist and have a hearing test completed. That's the first step to really going down a treatment path if necessary.
Well, I want to thank Starkey. Your team has been taking very good care of my father for the better part of 30 years, 40 years, and he's just been blown away by the customer service. I know this sounds like an endorsement. I'm just telling you what my dad has told me, that you guys have been very responsive, and thank you for that. He doesn't have much hearing left, but you're helping him along, and I'm grateful as his son for the service that you've provided. And I may be next in line here at the rate I'm going. So, Kyle Acker from Starkey, audiologist extraordinaire, thanks for weighing in on this. And hopefully some parents out there have some ammunition and can keep an eye on that before it becomes a real problem. Thank you, Kyle.
Paul, it was a pleasure to speak with you, and we look forward to seeing you on campus in Eden Prairie.
Yeah, I'll be there. I'll be there soon. Thanks, Kyle. It's not a bug. It's a feature. Yeah, it pairs with my smartphone. Yeah, I can listen to Odyssey online, and yeah.